World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, Friday the 13th. Wow, we've been on a mission around here at Coach Dave Live Sky High, getting ready for the event. Lot gone on. I've been fighting this head cold, and we're moving forward. And we're going to take communion. Joe, I'm going to ask you at the beginning here. Let's do don't take this wrong. Let's do a condensed version of prayer, because we're going to do a lot of prayer today, Joe. So when we get ready to go into that, we'll just a prayer and then the communion. And folks, we're in the midst of it, aren't we? But who could have orchestrated Friday the 13th to be this weekend? And we're really, really excited. Hey, Spencer, real quick, I want people to see the Taj Mahal that we've got ready for people who come. The tent. Look at that. We put that baby up yesterday. Looking for a lot of people to come and get under that thing with us this weekend. And people say, well, when's it start? Hang on, Joe. I'll get to you, Joe. Well, when does it start? Well, it starts tonight. I got people coming in right now. In fact, we're going to do a prayer walk at 9 o'clock. Michelle and I and Steve Deck's been here, and George has been in and out, and Donahoe showed up last night. I don't know who else has maybe showed up, but Ray and Jane and their crew, they're in from Wisconsin already. So if you guys are out there, if you want to come and help us, we're going to do a prayer walk at Sky High. We're going to lock that property down at 9 o'clock. So if you want to come and join us, anybody local like to come and join us, you're welcome to do that. And we would ask all of you, wherever you are out there right now, that you would just join us in prayer at 9 o'clock today. We're going to stake it, rock it, whatever we would call. And we're in war, man. It's all around us, isn't it? I got a lot of stuff I want to dig into and speak with you about, but I want to hear a lot of stuff from you, what you guys sense is going on. And let me throw this up on the screen real quick. Friday night. That's tonight. People said, what's the schedule? The schedule's evolving by the time people are able to get here and all that. But here's what's going on tonight, okay? 5 o'clock tonight, we're going to have dinner. Pizza. We have pizza. You can come and eat dinner with us. 5 o'clock. We're going to hang out and do whatever. And then about at 6 o'clock, I'm going to kick it off. Take a half hour and kick off what's going on under that beautiful Taj Mahal tent. Liberty Mel's going to talk to us tonight about the Liberty Action Network. Craig Mickle's going to talk to us tonight about, Saving God's Children. And Dave Allison's got his guitar with him, and he's going to play some music. And we're going to do a sing-along and sit around the campfire and have fun from 8 o'clock on. So you want to come and just be part of that. That's sort of what's going on. And then we're going to kick it out up in the morning. And I just haven't put the morning schedule up there yet. So you're welcome to come at any time throughout the day. We're going to be there. A lot of things going on. And we just want to welcome all of you. Okay? Cool. So file that away someplace. There's dinner. Does dinner have two N's? It says diner at 5. I'll blame my wife. I said she did that. Let me stop a second. We're still married. After this last week, Michelle and I are still married. And I don't know if you guys know this or what. I'm a visionary. And Michelle is a step-by-step girl. A, B, C, D. And I'm a guy that says, that'll take care of itself. George will show up. He'll do that. And that causes some conflict in our house. But we're yin and yang. And I want you guys will never know. You'll never know the behind-the-scene effort that sweet little brunette has put in for this event and what's going on. She got up this morning at 5:30, and the sweeper was running. Here, in my house. I said, what are you doing? Well, honey, we got guests coming. That's the way she is, man. And you know, a lot of people serve. Think about your church. Think about your church environment. You have people who are the stars, people on the platform are the stars. But anybody who's run a business, a coached a football team, knows that the great plays most times are being made by people you don't even know. Great blocks in a game. Some guy rips a run for 82 yards and a touchdown, and nobody saw the block of the left guard when he pulled and trapped. Nobody saw it. All they saw was that ball carrier running down the field, scoring a touchdown, everybody jumping up and down. And they don't have any idea the inner workings of what's going on. And I just, you know, Steve Deck, my God, what Steve Deck has been here for 3 days, and he's put his, I'm just telling you, what that guy's done. Gary working behind the scenes. George has been here 3 days, 4 days. If I could just get him to shut up, he just talks the whole time, but he's here working. And if you want to come a little bit early this today, we'll find something for you to do. Sky High's looking good. It's mowed. I had to buy another flat tire, another $500. Why would a lawnmower tire be $500? But it was. It got it looking good, and a lot of people have done a lot of great stuff. And Steve Deck's just been above and beyond. As soon as I start thanking people, then Gary Pierce. Oh my goodness, Gary behind the scenes. And just appreciate y'all. Just love for all of you come and be part of it. And it's going to be light. Paul, I need a parking garage. It's gonna be light, and what I mean by light is it's not going to be totally completely structured. I mean, it is. We have a schedule. Do the best to follow the schedule. But tonight, you know, we're going to sit around, watch the sun go. If you've never seen a sunset at Sky High, a full moon sunset. And then we would ask you this. George, pray that rain away. They're telling us going to rain. Well, we'll be under the Taj Mahal if we have to, and everything's going good with it. All gone good. Now, let me see here, Coach. I'm looking here. All right. We'll kick it over to Joe. We're going to do communion. And I appreciate Joe getting up every morning. He got him a nice new cross hat on. I don't know if it's a new one. Looks good, Joe. Got a cross hat on there. And I wasn't making fun of your prayer there, Joe. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. So come on in, brother, and lead us in communion.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, this is my birthday present hat I have on.
It is your birthday, isn't it? It is.
Well, last week it was. And so I didn't get it until after the show, of course, because life hasn't started here when this show is in the morning. Life starts a little bit later in the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Friday is the twin look. So we're the reading today is John 6, 45 to 58. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be all taught of God, every man, therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Okay, now that's pretty clear, isn't it? Huh? Everybody that's heard of the Father, everybody, and learned of the Father, they come to Jesus. Jesus is the way. See, we use that term, sorry, Joe, we use that term God. What does that even mean? What does it even mean? Oh, bless us, God. What is it? What does that mean? There's a name to it. There's a name right there. There's a name. Right? It cometh unto me. Well, who's he? Who's me? Jesus. Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, I don't want to fire you up here this morning, although I feel like it. If you're worshiping a country that doesn't use that name of Jesus as their God, our God's a jealous God. Go ahead, Joe.
Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father.
Hmm.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life.
Joe, that's pretty blasphemous if that's not true, isn't it?
Huh? Well, that's everything.
Huh? By the way, folks, that's why the Jews killed him. Go ahead.
Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead.
Yes, they are.
This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that any man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying,
"What, Joe, what's that mean? What does it mean, strove? Strove. Oh, I know what that is. That's the past tense of strive. Fight.
Yeah.
Right? The Jews therefore fought among themselves, saying, can this man give us flesh to eat? And what did what did Jesus say? He said, you guys have heard, but you have not understood. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off. I've been an editorial license here sometimes, Joe.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
They don't get it, do they? See, they're thinking physical. It's a spiritual thing.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Well, that's pretty clear. What if you don't drink his blood or eat his flesh? I guess you ain't dwelling in him, and he ain't dwelling in you. Would that be safe to say, folks? I think so.
Yeah, I think you're in the wrong apartment complex if you don't do that.
Yep, I think so.
As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Mm.
This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
It's spiritual bread, folks, spiritual bread. Worshiping of Moses and they're dead. Whoever eats this bread lives forever. Spiritual.
So, Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this amazing, atypical, unique congregation of brothers and sisters being led and learning and sharing about you. And we're grateful for this gathering today and this weekend, and we pray that it be better than anybody could have hoped it would be, and keep everybody safe on the way there, and let only fellowship and love and getting to know and love each other and appreciate each other's brothers and sisters, let that be what abounds at this gathering. And keep everybody safe on the way home. And thank you again for this show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine till that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks for getting up early, Joe. Wish you could be here with us. Wish all of you could be here with us.
Maybe next year, Coach.
Yeah, maybe next. It's always next year. Maybe next year. It sounds like the Cleveland Browns. Maybe next year.
I haven't said that before.
All right. We'd love to get you out here for sure. I'm going to kind of break a little bit with what we do here this morning, I'm going to open it up. I want to hear from you out there. I would like all of you. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray over Sky High and over this event. Many of you, I don't know, I don't have a good, a lot of you know Sky High. It doesn't matter. I don't want to go through that whole thing. You know, we got the cross on top of the hill and all that kind of stuff. And the Lord gave us that property. And he gave us that property in the midst of what L.A. Marzulli, you guys all know him, know of him, or most of you do anyway, has told me a number of times. L.A.'s been here. He said, Coach Dave, this is Nephilim Central. Now, you guys, whether you want to believe in the Giants and the Nephilim, and I don't even want to get into that debate. It doesn't matter whether you do or whether you don't. L.A. said, if there is such a thing as a Nephilim and Giants, you're sitting on the powder keg, Coach Dave. That's what L.A. told me. That's where it happened. And there are mounds all the way around here. And we've been fighting for however long we've had that place to take authority, because it's the first, at Sky Heights, the first foothill overlooking the Appalachian Mountains. When you get to Sky High, you're starting up the Appalachians. Some say Appalachians, whatever. It's the first foothill. From Sky High, you get up to the top of Sky High. You're at your highest point until you get out to St. Louis, near the Ozark Mountains. It's flat. From Sky High east, go through the mountains of Pennsylvania and over into Maryland and go south and go down through parts of West. It's all mountains. Sky High is the first one. If I could put you in my car and I could take you to Indianapolis, and I could drive you, and it would be basically flat until you get to exit 132 on I-70, and all of a sudden the hills start. And those of you who've been out here know that. So I believe that Sky High, for whatever reason, the Lord has told us a number of times, we have cleansed it, we've dedicated it, we put up a very high cross fence. Do you have a picture of that cross anywhere? Maybe I can do one that overlooks, folks, understand that cross is the highest spot overlooking Buckeye Lake, which goes towards the west. Highest property as you go west. I can see from my property 27 miles to downtown Columbus. It is that flat. From Sky High, I can see the skyscrapers at downtown Columbus, Ohio. 25 miles, right? Say, Coach, what's the point you're making? You have to understand high places. You have to understand it. And we have dug in right against Legend Valley. L.A. told me, Nephilim Central, the concert venue, where they bring in unbelievable stuff. And we are a bulwark, a bastion of Christianity at that gate of hell. You guys, you picking it up? Now, if you're not a believer in the supernatural, then you don't believe it. Then you don't believe it. You think I'm crazy and all that kind of stuff, right? But I know. But I know. And so long way around to tell you that this place is dedicated to the Lord. And I also want you to know this, that thanks to you and the supporters of Pass the Salt Ministries, whatever, we have captured the initial high ground to that Nephilim Central, all out through there. We are, I believe it, the depth of my being, that cross. When you enter into what would have been Nephilim Central, there's that cross that the Lord had us, Bob Evans, help us put that thing up. So this is like really no time in history. Right now, no time in history. Can I throw something up for you? First of all, as I said, I was going to bring you all in and didn't. I got to show you this. Will you guys still be friends with me? Will you still be friends at the end of this thing? Because theology does matter, and something's going on over in the Middle East for sure. We all see that, and there'll be a faction of Christianity that'll teach you that it's that it's the end of the world. There's a cross, Bob. Thanks, Spencer, for finding that. A lighted cross. It's unbelievable, man. They see it clear far end of the lake. Bob Evans, I could tell you that story right there, right? We've established that property. We're going to prayer walk it today at 9 o'clock. Anybody wants to come and be part of it? We'd love it. We loved it. We're going to do it. We're going to solve it. We're going to clean it. Because it wouldn't be surprised to me if some of the devil's kids might want to kind of show up and mess things up. Anyway, where was I? Let me go back. So everything's breaking loose in the Middle East. We kind of see that, right? And we understand, but I want to do, maybe this, I'm talking to myself. Eschatology matters, friends. And not every eschatological view is right. Oh, I could go right now and do it, but I'm not going to. Pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, no-trib are all valid eschatological views. They're all of them. They're all valid. Now, you may believe, you may be all in on pre-trib. You may be all in on post-trib. You may be all in on mid-trib. You may be all in on no-trib. All of them valid. You tracking with me? They're all valid eschatological beliefs. Spencer, do this real quickly. For those who are like me, raised in church where they didn't teach me anything, and I first heard somebody say something to me about eschatology, I thought, what the hell are you talking? Eschatology? What is that? Well, Spencer, what is that? Can you just Google eschatology and see what it tells us? He said, how do I spell that, Coach? E-S-C-A, eschatology, the study of last things. That's basically it. Eschatology is a study of how this whole thing wraps up. And there's all kinds of views on it. Eschatology encompasses various religious beliefs about the end of history, resurrection of the dead, the last judgment, the Messianic era, and the problem of theosity. Theosity. It continues to shape ideology in the modern world. It is a significant area of study in many religious traditions. And I can tell you right now, I can name right now three brothers in the Lord who are very, very precious to me who will die over their eschatology. Somebody say amen so you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. They just have a different belief. And they ask the Lord, when shall these things come? He says, it's not for you to know the day and the hour. He said, read the signs. But hey, if somebody tells you that they know that this is the end time, well, God bless you. You don't know that. You see the signs and you say the signs point to it. I'm not trying to bore you. This is really, really critical. Because for the most part, we divide over eschatology. Should I go there real quick? Oh my goodness, I'm not going to. Pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, no-trib, does the world end? How does this whole thing end? So Albert Pike, I think this is critical, pull that up. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, said this: the Third World War must be fomented between the Christians and the Islamic world. Must be. Doesn't say will be. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and Christianity mutually destroy each other, leaving the political Zionists in control. You say, well, Coach Dave, what's a Zionist? Well, we could get into that too, right? Because not every Jew is a Zionist. And not every Zionist is a Jew. And unfortunately, we don't even understand all of these ideological and religious and eschatological issues that we are dealing with in the body of Christ. And the scripture says, can two walk together lest they agree? And you would all agree with me, we don't agree. It's division. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to be said about what's going on. Something's going on. Excuse me. Something going on in the Middle East. Let me ask you. I was on with, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into such a monologue. Hang on. I swear I'll get off of it here. I was on last night on the Patriot Party News. They have a weekly forum. They let me in. I don't know why they do it. But I caused somewhat of a firestorm last night when I said this. I would like a government that puts America first, not Israel first. You would have thought I passed gas. Does anybody out there agree with me? Do you want a country that puts Americans first or Israel first?
Boom.
Because, see, they tell us there's a separation between the church and state, yet we cling religiously to Israel. Don't come on now. We can be friends here. I don't pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. I know God's chosen people. It's all a big barrel of confusion. And in here, we could go on and on and on and on and argue over which eschatological view is correct. Yes or no? Yes. Who's the author of confusion? Who's the author of confusion?
Old Beelzebub.
Old Beelzebub. Is there confusion? Is there confusion? See, I'm not America first. I'm Christ first. He told us to go into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And he said, when you go and you declare me as king, they're going to hate you. You're going to be hated of all men. That's what he said. He said, think not that I came to bring peace. I didn't come to bring. Whoever told you that the Prince of Peace came to bring peace, somebody been lying to you. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. Then man's enemies will be those of his own household. Does anybody think I'm making this up? Man's enemies will be those of his own household. Now, that could mean immediate family. That could be in here. Are we enemies in here because we don't agree eschatological? And you say, yeah, but coach, look, I can prove it. Yeah, I know. And he can prove that. And as a result, most of us don't focus on the fact that Jesus said, occupy till I come. He said, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. You hear me? Fruitful faith produces babies. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. See, you'll know it's a work of darkness because it destroys and divides and separates. And until we all get on the same page, eschatologically, I don't know. I don't know. Is it the end of the world? I don't know. Could it be the end of the world for me? Sure could. I buried my brother a year ago. Who knew it was going to be? It was the end of the world for him. He sure isn't sitting around worrying about the fig tree and the blooming of the fig tree and the bear from the north coming. He ain't worried about that. That stuff's gone. It's over. Work while the sun shines, because the day cometh when no man can work. Get to work, will you? Get to work. I'm about done. Hey, Spencer, did I already show the schedule for tonight? Did I show that? Okay, I just wondered. I'm looking at my notes here. Right? I'm not done. Although I guess I'm kind of done. Dr. Paul Goslin, come on in. And Paul, listen. Hey, Paul. We rejoice with you, and I want to say this publicly for everyone. You guys see my hand? See my hand? You guys have any idea how many doctors I trust? When somebody says you got to go to the doctor, I said, why would I go to those liars? Why would I go to those programmed liars? That when I go, they're going to give me some statin drug to kill me. Right, Paul? Huh? The protocol is going to be giving that statin drug and kill him. They call it a pharmacological for a reason. Right?
Well, Coach, since you just brought that up, of course, Scott Shira's case, I just posted it right here. They're back in, they're back against the wall, and they're actually blaming Scott Shira's daughter for killing herself.
It is unbelievable, isn't it, Paul? Because he's got him nailed to the wall, don't they? They are nailed to the wall.
But then, you can confuse a crowd, you can confuse a jury if you just keep pummeling them with the BS. I mean, look what
happened. The doctors, right, Paul? The doctors, these are doctors, right?
But at the same time, with all the chastisement that's going on, Coach, the word's getting out. It is preposterous what they're saying.
He was on Joe Rogan, man.
Yeah. We still need to keep him in prayer, man, because we just don't know. Anyway, I thought I'd put that out there because Scott has put his life into this, and I just it could change the world.
And folks, can you imagine if he gets a verdict against the hospital and the pharmacy company? Oh, my. Huh? And I know this. I'll make sure I say I don't hurt anybody's feelings. Dr. Paul Gosselin is about the only doctor I trust. I'm just telling you. I go, I don't know about you guys. Go to the doctor. He don't even know my, he couldn't care less about me. He don't even know anything about me. I'm not saying he doesn't like me. I'm not saying he doesn't care about me. I'm just the next guy on the 15-minute list. I'm just the next guy. And I walk in there and he takes my blood pressure, doesn't looks at my symptoms and said, here, take this statin and take this and take this. See ya. Go. And we know the statins are killing people. Aren't they, Paul? Aren't statins killing people?
For 40 years we've known that. Yeah. 40 years. And it's the number one. 3 years ago is the number one medication for, you know, money.
Right. And Paul, who are we listening to? These guys who are giving us poison. Why are they giving us poison? Because they've been trained in the medical system to give us poison.
Birth control, day after pill, get it over the counter, but you can't get ivermectin, right? It's just all a big...
It's the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman. Look, friends, these are not necessarily bad people, but they are profoundly blind. Profoundly blind. By the way, their medical belief is a religion. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what's even worse? We all obey their religion. We all do. We go to the doctor and he gives us his religion, his cure, which has been passed down to him from generations to generations.
And they protect themselves, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, just like the cops. Just like the cops.
Boy, are they lining up in Scott Shar's case? All of the medical people lining up together, aren't they, brother? Lining up together. Just like government protects itself, right? Oh, yeah, those government guys, they want to argue with their friend across the aisle. No, that come on. They ain't arguing with him. It's two-card Monty, man. They're keeping the system gone. All right. People already think I'm crazy. Laura Ann, come on in. Sorry for the sniffling one.
Oh, no, I'm in 100% agreement. I don't trust any doctors. Dr. Paul's, like, right there.
He doesn't even know, right? That, he doesn't even know. Yeah. He just knows that don't work. That's exactly. Yeah.
But I'm in the same lane, and maybe one other that's local. That's a chiropractor. And I'm still not 100% trustworthy with them. But let's pray for Scott. Right now, it's no time like the present, right?
And Lorian, after you pray with Scott, just include our event this weekend.
Yeah,
the enemy. This is a club. Boom, against the Luciferians. What we're doing up here is a club because there are doers here. Doers.
Yeah. Well. You have a Super Bowl team for the heaven, right?
Amen.
And so the opponent just sucks. So, all right. Father, who art in heaven, you holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us our day today. In the days to come. Thank you for getting us through our yesterdays. Forgive us of our trespasses. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Protect us from the evil one. Jesus, we need you. It's your name. We ask you to go before, behind, around, and wrap your Holy Spirit fire around sky high. Protect it with your best angels. Lord God, every person who's traveling, give them traveling mercies to and from their each destination. Lord God, but create such a bond this time in this training camp. That's where they get, the team gets to have fun with their coach, and they get to build a relationship with one another, because you brought them together because you want the team to be like a family, that your family, not the dysfunctional one the church or the world wants to represent. But this team is going to go into the locker room, watch films, get out, get ready to get on the field, but they need, they need that time just to have a good time. The team needs time just to have a good time together. Watch over the property. Let no weapon be formed against it that will prosper. Every witch, every warlock, every Satanist that thinks you have a voice. Remember, your demons still bow to our Lord Jesus Christ. They will always. They'll lie to you and tell you they don't. But let me set you straight. You still bow. Jesus is still their king. There is a king. They're trying to say no king, but Jesus is king. Remember that. Because your king is no longer a king. He's not even a king here on earth. Jesus took the earth back when he went to the cross and showed up in hell. And he has the keys. He has the adoption papers. You can't unsign what God himself signed. So remember that. You've been put on notice. Every angel of heaven, Lord God, move in every city across this nation. We need your help. Protect your properties, even in the insane, stupid states like I live in, that have laws that protect not the citizens, but the invaders that have come to seek, kill, and destroy. But Lord God, we thank you that you are exposing this evil for exactly what it is, to wake people up, that you will, because you promised that you will transform and renew people's minds. And we're asking you to do that now, that Satan no longer can be king over the deaf and dumb spirit, but that you will make people alert. They will have a father in heaven. There will no longer be an illegitimate orphan spirit that runs the United States of America. That there is a father, there is a family, and we stand firm in that truth. But as a special needs mom, Lord God, I pray for Scott and his wife, Lord God, that they stand so tall and proud to fight for their daughter, to have had the right for life with Down syndrome or autism or whatever there is. That child had a right to life, and they dismissed her and said she couldn't because she had Down syndrome. And just like the person next to her didn't have any of that. There's no way that Gracie having Down syndrome is going to do that. There's no way the way this man is fighting for his daughter now, is this dad is fighting like you fought for us. Honor him and expose the lies for exactly what they are. And every single one of those jurors and that judge, you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, put on the helmet of salvation on every single one of those people, and wrap your belt of truth and fill that whole, that courtroom, and do not let them sleep. Let their dreams be filled with the truth, because the Holy Spirit is the truth and he comforts in the truth, so that they will walk away knowing that they stood firm on the truth. And they upheld the law for a girl with Down syndrome who was murdered in a hospital room. And now, because of your wisdom given to their law, his legal team, Jesus, you are their defending attorney. When the accuser's coming at them, you stand up for them. You give wisdom to this team. You protect them from every witch, every warlock, every Satanist that wants to come against them, that's around the nation, around the world, and that's in the state of Wisconsin. They have no power. Their silver cords have been cut in the mighty name of Jesus. They cannot come against them and their witch doctors. They committed murder. Now, this battery charge will open up a lane for every other single family that was murdered, that the administration protected, knowing they were murdering. Almighty God, we thank you for revealing the truth. But comfort Scott, comfort Michelle, comfort Coach this weekend, and comfort the families that are in these big cities that need your help. And this show that's going on in Israel and the show that's going on here, thank you for exposing the truth. Thank you for defeating the enemy. You have the victory. It's already been won. You know how this is going to play out. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that through power, might, cloud by day, fire by night will protect us. Your angels have been dispersed. We do not have to worry. We're scared. But you said your rod and staff will comfort us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we don't have to fear any evils, that you will prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. And you're doing that at Sky High this weekend. And every day at the courtroom for Scott, you're preparing a table in the valley of the shadow of death for him amongst the enemies, because you have his victory. They've been invited to the king's table. This king table will be going on at Sky High. So thank you, Lord God. It's a tush push, Lord. And thank you, Lord God, for doing it for us and protecting us, because you said love bears all things. So then we can have faith and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So let it be written. So let it be done. Amen. Amen. Let's get some of you in here. Come on in. Vinny and the Jets. Come on in, Vinny.
You got it, brother. So Psalm 2, back to Psalm 2, evil men crept in unawares, right? But, wait a minute, unaware to everybody or unaware just for the general populace?
Mm. Amen.
Obviously, the evil ones knew, right?
They knew.
So let's talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow, there are going to be 1,500 demonstrations against Trump, right?
Yep.
1,500. Sounds like a big multi-pronged attack, right? Aren't there about 1,500 Freemason lodges in the USA? Is it possible that's where all the orders are coming from?
Could that be where the kings of the earth are located, Vinny? Is that what he's talking about?
Earth? Huh?
That's
it. Thank you.
Amen. 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 See, we don't understand this. We do. The devil has a church. Did you hear what I said? The devil has a church. The devil's never done anything on his own. He mimics. He steals ideas. Right? Kings of this earth? Well, who might that be? Yeah. Said, well, my dad was a Freemason. Yeah. That's what they did. All 88 counties in Ohio. I don't know how many townships. We have townships. Smaller divisions of counties. Spencer, see if you're any good. Just click, Spencer. How many townships in Ohio? Just one state. You probably have townships too, or something like that. How many townships in Ohio? 1,300 townships. 1,308. Do you know that every one of them have a Masonic temple? All 1,308 townships in Ohio have a Masonic temple. You know guys know that? Oh, yeah. Kings of this earth have set themselves. When was the last sermon you heard on that in your Baptist church? Hate to tell you this. Your elder board may be Masons. That's a whole nother one. Come on in, Jack. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, I'm here, sorry. The example that Paul brought up, cholesterol is one of the best examples of the most successful propaganda program that's ever been done to the world. If you go on the street, everybody says, everybody knows that cholesterol's bad. Cholesterol's bad. In fact,
and salt, Jack. Jack, too much salt, too. Too much salt will kill you, right? And cholesterol, go ahead.
It just shows you how effective the propaganda machine can be. And everybody knows that salt's bad for you and cholesterol's bad for you. In fact, you can't live without either one of them. it's just a perfect example. When you're talking to somebody and say, oh, that's crazy, ask them about cholesterol. Really? Because cholesterol takes it away from the scripture thing and, well, you're just a crazy Christian. Well, let's talk about cholesterol and propaganda. Let's talk about that. It's just a tool.
Jack, you'll never convince me, sorry, Susie, if you're listening, that Eliquis did not kill my brother. You'll never, ever convince me of that. Eliquis, blood thinner, Eliquis. I want to stop blood clots. Eliquis, giving you blood thinner. Well, that's good, except what? Your blood doesn't clot. Your blood doesn't clot. So they give you this pill to stop blood clots. And if your blood doesn't clot, you're going to die because you're going to bleed out. Right? And you go to a doctor and he will justify it to you. Well, this is what this AMA, this is what all these experts say. All those guys at Harvard and Yale and Cleveland said, they all say use this stuff. Because why? Kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers are taking counsel together. Against who? God's people. Maybe at some point you'll wake up and see it. Craig, come on in, Craig. Mel said, once you realize they want to kill you, then you'll understand. Once we come to that realization that the devil's team wants you dead because you are created in the image of God. They want to kill you. But they come as an angel of light. They don't make that their message. We're here to kill you. Go ahead, Craig.
We're getting back to Vinny's point. You know, the devil has a hand and he's got fingers. Freemasonry is one of those fingers. Sometimes we get a little, you know, myopic in that we just look at
that's one part.
Okay. But it's an important part. You know, it's probably the thumb. You know, if you don't have your thumb and you have four fingers, you know, you're a little bit limited. But the point being is, you know, kind of what you guys are doing, praying, walking over land, you know, every town that has a Freemason, every time you drive through these towns across America, what's the first thing that you see when you go into that incorporated town?
Yeah, you have that sign to let you know they're there and they own the place, right?
Well, what they've done spiritually and physically is they've staked out that town. That's their stake, okay?
Amen, amen.
So when you see those, you know, and you just happen to live in an area, you know, you can go to that stake and reclaim that stake. You don't have to take it down physically. You just need to take it down spiritually.
Just close down that vein. That's all you got to do, isn't it?
Close down the veins. Go north, south, east, and west, because they probably have signs north, south, east, and west. Main roads, main things. And, you know, you leave a little marker there. That's all. But when you start to think of it that way, see, we're starting to think like they think because we haven't been taught. You know, we're not understanding of these spiritual connections and these high places.
Thanks, Craig. Sheila Holm just texted me. Breaking news. 14th Street in D.C., the Treasury building has been blocked by the military. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Something's going on, friends. Something's going on. And, you know, what continues to be amazing to me is how much I'll get there, Nick Clint. I can't believe how old mom and pop. I live around mom and pop Americans. I live around regular folk. I can't believe how many of them cannot see what the government and the government entities are doing to their liberty. You can't flush a toilet without the government's permission. You can't carry a gun without their permission. You can't drive a car without their permission. You can go to the bank and they report your banking to the government. It's a taskmaster. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Is there liberty in America? Well, no. Why? Because they removed the Lord. They removed him from our government. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to overthrow Luciferian government and put Christ back at his rightful place. That's all we're trying to do. And we sit around and we're begging government, Luciferian government, to do righteous things. Till we see it, we ain't going to get it. Clint, come on in, Clint. Man, this has gone fast, isn't it? It's been good and faster.
Talking about doctors and medicines, I remember it was about 8 years ago, my dad passed away in 2000 and my mom in 2002, but it was about 3 years before they passed away. They got to the point where I had to take over their medication and everything. And so I took all their medication to the doctor. They had a doctor's appointment. And in one visit, I got them off of 15 medicines because I was just asking questions. They were on simvastatin. And I said, well, what about this? And, you know, he said, well, this cholesterol. And I said, well, what was their cholesterol when you, it was probably 20 years prior. When you prescribed this to them, what was their cholesterol? Oh, no, we can take them off of it. Would not tell me what their cholesterol was when he put them on them because they just trusted him. They'd been going to him 40 years.
Yep.
I'm telling you, he shortened their life by what he was giving them. It was unreal what the medications he was giving them. It's a business.
That's right. Well, but also, Clint, in fairness to them, doctors are trained into a system. You have to go to Case Western Reserve to be trained in medicine. You have to go to Ohio State School of Medicine to be trained in medicine. You have to go to the University of Cincinnati Medical School to be trained in medicine. Right, folks? Right? Well, who's head of these schools? All the kings of the earth.
Look, yeah,
they set themselves, right?
They could know the truth if they wanted to know the truth.
They could. Listen, they could. Well, they want to deny the truth because they can fit in. They deny the truth, they can fit in. Dave or Sherry or both of you, looking forward to you. Bring that guitar. Bring that guitar with you.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, a great program this morning, and looking forward to the fellowship. One thing interesting, I was listening to Pete Santelli for a little bit last night, and he brought up a point. One of the tactics the cartels use in Mexico is they dress up, they have police uniforms. And when they go into a town, they'll have a couple dozen people with police uniforms. And it causes confusion in the people because you see police, they think, well, there's a police right there. They don't realize it's a cartel. So now jump forward what's happened this weekend. He said, what the optical that they want, the left wants, is that they want someone to get shot, right?
They do, yep.
Really bad. So like I know Dale has said and other people said, I would highly recommend people avoid going to any of these rallies because what Pete said and the information that he's getting is say some of these sleeper cells are dressed up in National Guard uniforms, right? And they want a crowd. That's the optic they want, is they want them to open fire on unarmed citizens. That's the optic they want, and that's what they're looking for. I believe maybe on January 6th, Coach, maybe that's what they wanted then, too. They were hoping maybe a couple people were concealed carrying will just start open fire, right?
Once they did that, point, huh?
Yep. They could have just opened fire. They had towers. They had people heavily armed. Was that what they were waiting for, and they never got it? Even though they shot and killed people, they still didn't get the optic that they wanted. But I just want people to be aware, the devil, he's a crafty little dude, and he's been playing this game for a long time. So just
amen.
And out of that swivel.
That you got it, dude. You got it, dude. Thanks, Dave. Tom, come on in. Pastor Pink, come on in. And then Spencer, I'm going to send this to you. I think I already did, but I don't know if I did. So I'm going to send it to you right now. Go ahead. Come on in, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Morning. You know, listening today and then just watching the – and. Trying to be, we're in the world, but not of it. But the thing that it overwhelms me just listening today is, you know, Lucifer's sin is arrogance. I mean, he wanted his not only did he want to be God, but this is where we have to grasp. He literally thought he could be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into some of these, you know, places of your pharmaceuticals and the medical and the political and all these things, what happens? You got good folks going in, and all of a sudden, they're almost like a godlike. It's really Lucifer. I mean, not all, but it's like that spirit over it to control. And you, I think you said, or somebody said it earlier about they want to kill you. And I sat there and I was praying. I think yes, but then again, they want slaves also and people to be what? Dependent.
Yeah.
Because they want to be worshiped. Oh, thank you, this. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you took care of it. Well, you could have done that if you just did this. And I think that's the thing where they're looking for that worship. And I don't know. I think that's where we got to get our allegiance, really. And that's what the Lord's been speaking to me about. What do you believe and why do you believe it?
Amen. The divide, lies, deception, and fear. Divide and conquer. Always divide and conquer. Real quickly. Thanks, Tom. But play Spencer, I just sent it to you. What's going on? What's going on? I just emailed it to you. See if you can pull that up there real quick. Put it at 1.5 speed and we can get it in, I think.
Unfold is not just a transition, it's a controlled demolition of the deep state's power structures. On the 5th of June, LTG Michael Flynn, RET, issued a powerful warning. The deep state is pushing hard to ignite a third world war. But make no mistake, this isn't about defending democracy or protecting peace. It's about global domination. Flynn made it clear. Ukraine is being used as a weapon not against Russia, but against the American people. At the same time, Donald J. Trump is quietly executing one of the most ambitious transformations in U.S. history, the dismantling of the IRS. Not reform, removal. A new financial system is emerging, one that removes fear, audits, and centralized control. Welcome to the era of transparency. Welcome to the quantum financial system. But that's only the surface. Behind the curtain, military operations have escalated. Over 6,700 sealed indictments have been executed globally. Coordinated raids have taken place in Switzerland, Germany, Canada, and the U.K. Key operatives taken into custody, Vatican-linked figures in Malta exposed. Intelligence chatter intercepted from deep state nodes confirms it. They control the sky now. We have nowhere left to run. Operation Phoenix, once considered theory, is now confirmed. Trump's military alliance, backed by Space Force and international partners, has launched a precision cyber counteroffensive. Quantum pulses from orbital assets have neutralized over 200 hostile satellites. 17 signal warfare hubs were taken offline in one sweep. The enemy's ability to jam communications, eliminated. Then came May 7th, a date we'll never forget. Inside a secured base in Greenland, the quantum emergency broadcast system was tested. The result, total media grid penetration. Every phone, every satellite, every screen now capable of receiving secure military-grade communications. The first global broadcast is ready. No censorship, no manipulation, just truth. The QFS is fully operational. This is not speculation. It's deployment. Kash Patel, now confirmed to be leading the civilian onboarding for QFS, stated that by the 15th of June, secure notifications will begin. Each citizen will receive a one-time secure activation code, instructions to unlock their quantum wallet, confirmation of debt forgiveness, access to the Sovereign Wealth Fund dashboard. The system is tested. It works. And it's unlike anything we've ever seen. The EBS launch will begin in phases across the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia, and parts of Africa and South America. This isn't just about alerts. It's about restoring full-spectrum communication back to the people. Meanwhile, revelations continue to surface. In Arizona, multiple farms in Maricopa County report positive cases of bird flu, raising new questions about bioweapon manipulation. And in California, crisis long ignored. Over 22 billion gallons of raw sewage have flowed from Mexico into San Diego since 2020. Documents now link this environmental catastrophe to legislation signed by Gavin Newsom. It's not incompetence, it's sabotage. Even as mainstream media stays silent, the truth is pouring out. Hidden scandals from as far back as 2008 are reemerging with whistleblowers confirming that damning recordings and classified files implicating political elites were known to insiders long before the public caught wind. This isn't just a moment in time. This is the turning point. The age of black budgets, manipulated news cycles, and weaponized finance is collapsing, and the quantum age is rising. Trust the plan. Trust the patriots. Trust the storm.
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What we're seeing unfold.
Wow, huh? I don't know. I don't know. But are there good guys behind the scenes? Are things really been going? How has Trump been president? He's been president quite a while. Have these guys been sitting on their hands, or are they working behind the scenes? Is Flynn a trustworthy guy? I don't know, folks. Something's happening here, and what it is ain't exactly clear. Pray for us this week. If you want to be part of the prayer walk, we're going to start at 9 o'clock here at Sky High. God bless all of you. Thanks for all of you who contributed. Yeah, we could use a few more bucks, but God's faithful to do it. And just thanks for all you do out there. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.